Welcome back to The Weekender on Y95. I'm Jacob Postlewaite. I'm joined today by Ian White from the Western Counties Regional Library, and he's here to talk about everything surrounding the library, looking back last year on 2022 and looking ahead to this year, 2023. Thanks so much for joining me, Ian.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jacob. How have you been?
I've been good. It's been, a busy start to the year, and I'm sure you guys have had a lot going on as well. But first, what we'll do, we'll chat a little bit about the library. So tell us about some of the communities you serve here in the Tri-Counties.
Sure, definitely. Well, Western Counties Regional Library, it's one of eight regional library systems outside of Halifax Regional Municipality. So we cover three counties, Digby, Shelburne, and Yarmouth counties. We have 10 branches in those three counties. So if you like a little bit of a drive, or of course if you live there you don't have to drive at all or take any ferries, but we start out in Westport, and then we have a branch in Digby, Weymouth, Metagan, Yarmouth, of course, Pubnico, up towards the road that heads to Argyle, near the Dairy Treat there, and in the old church. Then we have one in Barrington, a relatively new facility, lovely location near the Causeway, Barrington Municipal Library. And then we have Clark's Harbor Library. And just down the road, if you're heading towards Queens County, before you get there, of course, you come to Shelburne, and we have our Shelburne Library. And then down in Lockport, we have the lovely Lockport branch.
Great. So you've got kind of like the whole, everything covered, every little bit, there's a library, and if you need to stop in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if you look at it, we've got the largest geographic area, even bigger than Cape Breton branches, to get to from our headquarters out to, say, Westport. So it's quite an area to cover. And we like to think of ourselves as little franchises of learning, accessibility, and openness in each community.
For sure. So let's talk a little bit about 2022 first. Let's look back a little bit. Tell us about some of the highlights for the library looking back last year.
I guess some of the highlights would be we were sort of, not that we're out of the pandemic, but things lifted and we were able to return to a relative degree of normalcy. But during that time, we also played a role in distributing rapid test kits and things like that. We even, early on in the year, in the cold winter months, we were out in various locations in the Tri-Counties distributing these kits. But obviously the big highlight, especially for me, because it falls under what I do, it was the Adopt a Book campaign. Of course, that ran from October 1st to November 30th. And thanks in large part to the support of Y95, the campaign resulted in 977 new books being adopted and going up on library shelves. That's valued at about almost $29,000. And so that's a huge success. And it was the second time since the campaign's inception in 96 that it was run over a 2-month period instead of three.
Awesome. We're always happy to, support that. It's a great campaign. It's for a great cause. You know, it gets people reading, and it helps, of course, get some money for you guys, which helps go into programs and things like that as well.
Well, yeah, this one is particularly about putting books on shelves. And, of course, unfortunately, we've had our budget frozen for a 3-year span. So, and we all know about what inflation is like these days. So this has been a big boost. And, of course, thanks in large part to CGLS, and which has sponsored it since its inception in 96, by the way. And it's been airing campaign advertisements and doing live updates throughout the 2-month period, and that's critical to making people aware of it. So financial institutions, community organizations, schools, library friends groups, they all provided very large donations in the hundreds and thousands of dollars. And, of course, individuals are huge contributors to the campaign. And I think it's well-supported because people have the ability to see and hold the book they're adopting, and they can borrow it. And, of course, it runs every 2 years. And get these figures. It's resulted in 17,751 new books on library shelves, valued at almost $400,000 over the 14 campaigns. So you can look for the next one in the fall of 2024.
Yes, it'll be something to look forward to for sure. And I was going to ask you, I heard you mentioned about the rapid test kits. You guys were giving those out last year. Are those something that people can still pick up at branches?
Yes, we have them right near the entrances, and they're just out, easy to grab. so people can come in and take them. They're there for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, talking about the pandemic a little bit, one thing you guys sort of ramped up a bit was online reading and things like that. And I see, you know, you sent me some information about some of your programs. So tell me about a lot of what you're doing with online reading.
Well, yes, you're bang on there. One thing we hope to do more of in 2023 is some information sessions on how to take advantage of all those downloadable ebooks and audiobooks. And that's mainly through our library's Libby app. But we are working on developing programming to help people familiarize with all the resources we have, including helping people with digital technology. So that's something to look forward to. Of course, during the pandemic, we worked really hard to enhance our digital services. We enlarged our Overdrive collection, which is ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines. And that collection you can access through an app called Libby, as I mentioned earlier. And that helps navigate the digital catalog and manage the items you borrow. It's really, really effective, I find. And we also added Press Reader, which offers access to thousands of newspapers and magazines from across Canada and around the world. And we also now have a service called Hoopla, allowing people to stream and borrow free movies, music, audiobooks, ebooks, comics, and TV shows to enjoy on your computer, tablet, phone, and your television. So if people enjoy crafts, painting, writing, creating their own, say, teas or perfumes, then they should check out something we've added called Creative Bug in our e-library. It's another service added during the pandemic. It includes instructive videos and a variety of crafts and artistic endeavors and how-tos.
Excellent. You know, there's a lot of good stuff there. It seems like there's a little bit, you know, something for everybody, you know, if you're interested in just, you know, traditional books. You mentioned comics as well, crafts, different things. So it really seems like you've got a good scope of something that could interest anyone.
Oh, most definitely. And as restrictions are lifting, people are doing a little more traveling, or maybe they want to learn a new language just because. So we have something in our digital catalog, our e-library, called Rocket Languages. And that offers courses in 14 different languages, including American Sign Language, which isn't very effective on the radio, of course. But it allows you to learn the language on your own terms and in your own time. So that's neat. I've been working a little bit on my Spanish. I don't know why, but I just have.
Hey, it's good to have. It's always good to have another language. You know, I speak a little bit of French, and that certainly helped me out in this area. So, you know, having the more languages, the better.
Definitely. Definitely. It opens so many doors.
No, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And a big thing to look for in 2023, Jacob, as well, is accessibility. So we're working to make all of our services and buildings more accessible. That's through training and access to new technology, helping people with a variety of disabilities. Let's say a touch upon people with a print disability. So some of the services and items we offer include things like large print books, audiobooks, and ebooks, portable DAISY talking books, free access to Center for Equitable Library Access and National Network for Equitable Library Service. So those are services that deal specifically for print people with print disabilities and have items in all the mentioned things as well as Braille. And those can be delivered right to your home if you wish. There's autism fidget and sensory toolkits, borrow by mail and staff-assisted selection, videos and DVDs with descriptive text, and captioned videos and DVDs. So some of the things that help help people gain access to some great entertainment and things to learn.
For sure. It's always good to keep that in mind, you know, how you can open up the library to everybody, you know, and make those changes to make it more accessible. That's always something that's really important.
It definitely is. And it's something all the libraries across the province are striving to achieve through their accessibility plans.
For sure. So let's talk a little bit about some of the programs that are going to be coming up this year. Tell us about, you know, anything new that might be coming up during 2023.
Well, right off the bat, we've got a great partnership with Canada Revenue Agency, and hate to mention this, but it's pretty important, but tax season is coming. And coming up on January 18th in Digby, 19th in Yarmouth, and January 20th in Shelburne, is a tax benefits and scams program. So an outreach worker with Canada Revenue Agency's Community Volunteer Income Tax Program will discuss how to use different tax benefits and how to protect yourself from scams and frauds. And this program is geared towards older adults, and people are asked to register the day before each session by contacting the library branch. Now, does everyone have a pen or pencil ready? All the details for these can be found in the events section of our website at westerncounties.ca. So write that down and then go there, please. And this, of course, you can always call your local branch and they'll have the information as well.
Sure.
And this program, of course, is in partnership with our Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, and that gears up during tax season for low-income earners. It's a free service, and that'll be at our Digby and Yarmouth branches, probably February through April.
But, yes, that's really important, you know, with scams. And is that going to be dealing, because we see a lot today, you know, online scams. Will it be sort of tackling that kind of thing as well?
It will. It will. I'm not sure exactly which things they'll touch upon, but people, the scam artists out there tend to gear their scams towards whatever's big at that moment. So maybe during the Christmas period, it was a false Canada Post or package delivery, and now during tax season it's a tax scam, you know, you've got a refund, something like that.
For sure. Tell us about some of the other programs coming up this year.
Well, we do have some interesting things in the works for 2023. Our collections librarian Lydia Huntsberger is working on what I call observation kits for bird watching, night sky gazing, and marine animal watching. The library is going to purchase 20 sets of binoculars for adults and 20 sets for kids. And these are going to be loaned out as kits of two for each, you know, two for adults, two for kids, and accompanying guidebooks to Nova Scotia birds, the night sky, and marine animals. So it'll be something creative and fun for families, small groups, or individuals. So you can look forward to those being available at our library branches in the coming months. Of course, we still have to buy the binoculars, but it'll happen.
Okay, so that's something that'll probably be coming up more so in our spring, summer season.
Yeah, more than likely. We hope to get that rolling in the next few months. We're also acquiring energy meters to loan out to people, and this is an important thing to know, how your appliances are doing, whether they need replacing. So these meters plug into the wall, and then people can plug an appliance into the meter, and it'll let you know whether or not it's an energy hog or if it's sufficient. So you can quickly determine whether or not it's time to replace the old coffee maker, toaster, or other appliance for a more energy efficient one.
Excellent, excellent. So are those kind of the big new programs you're highlighting this year? Is there anything else you want to mention about new programming coming up?
Yep. Well, annually, we do this every summer, and it begins at the end of June. It's the Summer Reading Club. So hopefully people are somewhat familiar with that. We usually have good uptake. Of course, it was a challenge during the pandemic, but things are normalizing somewhat in terms of how we can deliver programs. So it's a family affair with reading clubs for children, teens, and adults, with possible prize rewards for reading during the summer months. So participants have to attain their summer reading goal, track it, and then submit their reading hours to their local branch library. And then their names are entered into draws for some fun prizes, such as Lego kits for kids, gift certificates for teens, and a dinner out for adults.
That's awesome. That's always an awesome program. I remember when I was a kid, I did that program.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Oh yeah. I was every year doing the summer reading program, and it really is such a valuable program. It gets you, you know, it gives you that little bit of motivation, because I mean I was a big reader as a kid, but doing that summer reading program was always awesome to try to track and follow as things along, know you could win a prize at the end. It was just a really great thing to do during the summer months, and keeps your brain going, you know, when it's, you know, you're out of school and you might be, you know, less focused on learning and stuff. I think it's a really good program to kind of keep you engaged, keep you moving, you know, keep your brain going during those summer months.
That's exactly what it's designed for sure. And for someone like you, it must have been pretty breezy, because you're doing something you love anyway, and with the potential bonus of winning a prize. So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, and of course, then we have our regular programming. So we have a full slate of regular things at the branches, and these include things like playgroups, bedtime stories, bridge clubs and fiber groups, puzzle exchanges, book clubs, science programs, and of course, guest speakers on a wide range of subjects and guest authors. So again, to find out what exactly is going on and when it's going on, I just ask you to visit westerncounties.ca, and there you will get the most up-to-date information from branch locations and hours to programming.
That's all excellent. There's a lot of good stuff coming up, Ian. Thanks so much for joining me for chatting about stuff. Anything else you wanted to highlight about what's going on this year with the library, or any other thoughts you had about, you know, being kind of fully back and open and sort of starting to put the pandemic and COVID behind us a little bit, or at least adapting to it?
I guess what I'm excited to see is we've got a young, energetic staff in the management section now, and they seem to be brimming with new ideas. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with and what's developed in the next few months. And then hopefully I can share that with people, either through radio or of course through social media or through our website.
Well, we're always looking forward to hear more about that. You know, anything you guys have, feel free to send it our way. We're always happy to learn about what's going on at the library.
Well, thank you very much, Jacob. Yeah, Y95 has been in our corner, and they've been great supporters, and we're appreciative of that.
Oh, we're always happy to help out. You know, it's great to support our local libraries, like, you know, with Adopt the Book, and we'll be looking forward to that coming back, you say, in 2024, so we'll be looking forward to that for sure.
Oh, great. Look forward to seeing you then.
Great. Well, Ian White, thank you so much for joining me today, talking about what's going on in the Western Counties Regional Library.
My pleasure, Jacob. Take care.
The Weekender returns in a moment on Y95.